at the end of the sixth Aliyah, after the whole bringing korbanos for the Kohanim, dressing the Kohen Gadol and the rest of the Kohanim, and sanctifying them for eternity, Moshe Rabbeinu again was serving as Kohen Gadol. So it says, "Veikach Moshe zechazu inefertim v'lehanoim elamim l'Moshe hayalamana kasher tibar noyes Moshe." That Moshe Rabbeinu, he took the his part of the breast part of the offering, and he waved it, and he took from the ram, and he waved that, and that was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu as his portion for serving as Kohen Gadol. So we see that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be the Kohen originally for eternity in his family, but yet because he refused to go by the burning bush, to the Rebbeinu Shlom said, "Behold, Aaron Chicha Halevi, your brother Aaron is coming. He's a Levi now, but he's not going to be a Levi long. He's going to be the Kohen Gadol." So even though Moshe was denied this honor that he wanted, that he longed for, when it came to the Beis HaMikdash and the Kedusha, the Shekhinah coming down, it was only Moshe that was able to bring it down. That Bnei Yisrael, they set up the Mishkan, they took down the Mishkan, and they were upset the Shekhinah wasn't coming down. But it was when Moshe went in, and when Moshe prayed with Aaron, that's when the Shekhinah came down, and Bnei Yisrael then were rejoiced to see that the work of their hands had been accepted. So it's a big lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was destined in some way that he should be the Kohen Gadol, the one that infused Kedusha for the first time, that it was through his actions, through efforts, that he brought the Shekhinah down. And this is a lesson for all of us, that one person, even though maybe they're not going to get everything they want, or maybe they're not living up to their full potential, whatever it is, but they can still do something that nobody else can do. And we have to look at that in our own lives as well. We stumble, we falter, we don't live up to what we know we can do to our potential, but yet you should never give up on our abilities or our innate destiny to be able to achieve great things for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and as a result for all of Klal Yisrael.